It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home. List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service. Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
Sit down.
I think you may have something here.
That's obvious.
All right, we're doing a little podcasting today. We're here at the Charter House Real Estate Offices. Nick's here. Mark's
Hello.
Here. I'm here. My name is Chris. And welcome to the program. How are you gentlemen today?
Good, I guess.
Fantastic.
Are we good?
Yeah.
It's do you ever have a day like, I'm in real estate, I should be a professional? You just have those days where you wake up, you're like, I'm not going to shower today.
Oh, you didn't shower today.
It's a hat day. So I'm having a hat day.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Would you...
You showered last night then?
I'll go weeks where I only shower like 3 times.
If we get a snapback trucker hat with a CH logo and it looks good, would you rock that? Would you wear that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think you'd rock it even if it didn't look good.
I think we're going to get some hats.
Those are all I wear this time of year is the trucker hat. That really is. I don't. If it ain't a trucker hat, I ain't wearing it.
Are you prepared for the questions? What the hell is CH?
Yeah. What is chuh?
I rep my boys.
What is chuh? What is that?
Tell me about chuh.
It's a stock symbol.
Those the medical people that you advertise for, whoever they happen to be, those urologists, they should get you a snapback.
So it's funny you say that.
It's just a pair of testicles, though.
I'm going in there today.
Some balls.
Yeah.
I'm getting skincare treatments done.
You got to go a little deeper on this one. What are we talking about?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to this. The fine ladies there at the med spa at the Iowa Clinic.
Yeah.
So they're doing a push that men need skincare too.
Sure.
And they'd like me to model for them, essentially.
So there's going to be social media photos of you with like a cucumber mask on.
No. Hey, Nick, you got your computer out, and I would do it myself, but I don't want to mess up our recording. Okay. Could you look up Pelave? That's what they're doing to me today. Hold on.
Pelave.
Pelave. It's like Pelive or Pelave or something like that.
Have you ever had a, insert joke here, a facial?
Wrinkle reduction system.
They like, so from what I understand, they're going to like burn off my dead skin.
Oh yeah, that sounds nice.
Heats the deep layers of your skin using advanced radio frequency energy without damaging the epidermis.
I think my wife, and she'll of course tell me that I got this wrong, because I do that from time to time, had something similar. It's basically they burn off a layer of your skin.
The underlayer, not the outer layer. That's just a sunburn.
This is
the underlayer.
They're doing it to my forehead and my cheeks.
They can do it like to get to lessen like sunspots and
it causes existing collagen in your skin to contract and tighten.
They're going to tighten this skin.
I'm happy for you. Will you report back when they convince you to get Scrotox, though?
Excuse me?
Scrotox? It's Botox for your scrot?
No.
We've talked about this, have we not?
No.
No, it's a thing.
I'm sure we have.
Nick, you got the computer. Can you look up Scrotox?
Can I finish giving the medical spa folks at the Iowa Clinic?
As long as we can go back to Scrotox.
Do we want the before and after pictures?
Yeah, I need before and after shots. Okay, go ahead.
But anyways... yeah, we're going to go and try that out today.
Are you nervous?
No. Why would I be nervous?
I don't know. Is there a pain factor? None? No pain?
I've been using their skincare products. Can't you tell with my face?
Oh, yeah. You're gleaming, dude.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I've been using these for a couple months. I actually really like it. I was a little skeptical going in there because I'm, not exactly raised in a dudes like put lotion on type family.
Down in God's country, they don't use facial products for men.
But it's been a really nice deal. I would highly recommend it.
Especially
for a guy like you, Mark.
What does that mean?
You seem like a guy who would really be into this.
You do. I finally just got some calluses on my hands last summer, and I'm pretty proud of them. I'm going to keep those.
I don't have any.
No one's touching my hands.
I don't have any. I don't want any.
Men are spending $1,000 on Scrotox injections to impress dates.
So,
New York Post.
Like, this just, like, tightens up your balls.
You get this. This is popular. This won't surprise you. This is popular in the gay community. It takes the wrinkles out of your ball sack. So when your boyfriend's down there, it's nice and smooth for him. Or your wife.
You know, and make manscaping a heck of a lot easier.
Or your wife. Yeah. You know, I can only speak from my own experiences. I don't know if you have a wrinkly ball sack, but if you do and don't like it.
Is it to keep it from, like, hanging?
No, I think it maybe gets a little totter. It's different than a forehead, right? You get Botox in your forehead.
I feel like we should ask Katie if this is something that, like,
looser skin
is necessary.
I've asked Katie if she would care if her husband got Scrotox, and she said it would make zero difference to her. So
here she is on, like, a call with, like, a client over there.
Well, welcome to the podcast. This is what we do.
So while we're talking about all this, I mentioned I'm looking at getting the old snip taken care of, and you're telling me people there at the Iowa Clinic
Men's Center, urologist at the Iowa Clinic.
Now, if I'm a little too nervous to make that first call, can you, like, pass my information to them so they kind of force the situation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we can. I'll take care of it. I'll get you in touch with the right people.
Now, if there's,
can I be a test subject?
It's not their first one.
They'll give Nick a vasectomy and pelave at the same time.
Yeah. And Scrotox. All
can I get the trifecta down there?
I don't know, but we're lucky to have the Iowa Clinic this close.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out for you, Nick, let me know. Because the alternative would be you could get it done here.
Just because your father-in-law has seen your balls doesn't mean I might want him seeing my balls.
When's the last time your father-in-law saw your balls?
It would have been college. It's only been the one time.
Oh, okay. So this isn't like every Christmas.
Leo, good to see you again.
Mark, what'd you get for me this year? Same old thing. Here you go. No, it's just the one time.
The conversation about going to the airport and him going, I know you had sex with my daughter.
No, he didn't say that. I had to tell him that I did. I was the one that...
But I still don't understand why you told him.
Because I wanted to live at home. Like, my parents had kicked me out. Like, I was living at a friend's house for, like, 3 days. They're like, if you want to live at home, which I did because I was in high school.
You have to tell Leo that you made love to his daughter.
Yeah, well, it wasn't making love. I mean, I was just having sex, but I've never made love to her.
Tell me how this goes. So we might have new listeners. Not everybody's the catch man who's a historian of the podcast. Your parents walked in on you and Katie when you were in high school.
Untrue. The story goes, my mom did come in on us once in my living room, but we were just, like, dry humping.
Heavy petting.
Yeah, yeah. And she got really mad. She got really mad at me. My mom has always defended my wife more than me, which is, you know, hey, good on her. But she said she saw us dry humping once, and she's like, Katie's a lady. You don't treat ladies like that. And I'm thinking,
what do you mean?
Well, what do you mean you don't treat them like that? What am I supposed to do?
How the hell did I get here?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think she wanted a baby.
What
at
did
that
your
point.
Dad do to your mom?
Yeah, exactly. So...
Does your dad listen to this?
He does. Yeah.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah. So anyway, I was going through that rebellious stage, and I think my mother. This was a long time ago, boys. I think my mom found some condoms in my room.
At least you were using condoms.
And she said, "What the hell are these?" I'm like, "Those are condoms, Mom." And she
being
said,
a smart
and,
ass.
And she said, why would you need condoms? And I said,
think about joining the Navy.
I use them when I have sex. And she, geez, man, she said, I said something along the lines of just stay out of my sex life.
Oh.
And Mom said, you don't have a sex life. And I said, no, indeed I do. So it was that and a culmination of other things that my parents invited me to leave their domicile for a while.
How old?
I would have been 17, probably. It was close to the end.
He's only 17.
So I called my buddy Greg at the time, and I said, "Hey man, you got an extra bedroom over there at that house? Can I live there?" So I went over there and lived there for not a long period of time, a few days, I think, whatever it was. And the stipulations were that if I wanted to move back home, I would need to tell my wife's father, now my wife,
that you've been making love to,
that I was having sex with her. So anybody that's ever been in my shoes and had relations with their girlfriend would realize it's probably not the most comfortable conversation to have with the girl's father.
What did your wife think about this?
She knew nothing of this at the time. This all happened when she was on a trip to Europe. So,
That's right. So
she's out of town. And so I'm scheduled to go with Leo to the airport to pick up Katie and her mom. They're both on this trip, a school trip to Europe. So I'm driving down. It was actually Highway 69.
Nice.
Coincidence.
It's Highway 69. We're driving down to, I don't know why we're on 69 instead of 35, but we were.
He's a very conservative man.
He time to kill, drive. Apparently.
So yeah. I said, "Hey, Leo, I got a couple things I got to talk to you about."
And, did he think you were going to, like, ask for her hand?
I hope not, since I was 17. She was 16 at the time, you know. I'm out in my 16-year-old slutty wife. Obviously, she was giving it up to me at the time. So. So anyway, I said, so had some issues with the parents, and they requested that I talk to you about something. So I think I just came out and said it. Just
I've made love to
your daughter. Your daughter and I are having sex. My parents found out. They're not too happy about it.
How did you say it? Like, you say it like that? Or
yeah,
you say,
I think I did.
I really care deeply about your daughter.
I think
and we've performed coitus.
Well, I'm in sales, so I'm sure I came up with something. But yeah. I think I just came out and said we're having sex. And I remember, I'm paraphrasing, of course, because this was a million years ago, but I think he said, thanks for telling me. And then he asked if I thought he was going to hit me. And I said, no, because you're driving the car. And that's unlikely that would have happened. And he handled it very well. And I think part of the reason is he's a physician. And they just look at things a little differently. And
yeah, because there's a whole
there. They're used to the bad news and all of that whole deal.
And he realizes that...
How
human
biology
beings.
Works.
Yeah.
And then Leo offered me some suggestions on other things I could do instead of having sex with his daughter.
Like what?
Like cream in your shorts, I think was the phrase at the time.
Did he use that phrase?
I think so. He's old school.
Wow.
He's old
what?
School.
That's...
I mean, jack off, you know, do that whole deal. And I said I was not aware of that option.
How did I not remember this story better?
So anyway, I get to the airport. Haven't seen my girlfriend, who I love very much at that point.
You've been making love to her.
For 14 days. It was a pretty long trip. She was gone for quite a while. Give her the hug. Give her the hug. Hey, babe, good to see you in the airport. Her mom's there. Her dad's there. Also on the trip, my high school football coach is on this trip. He might listen to this podcast as well. He's on the trip. His wife's on the trip. And maybe their daughter. So there's seven of us in their car driving back to Ames. So I've got it's my father-in-law now. My father-in-law is driving. Then my wife in the middle. Then me in the front. And then I've got my mother-in-law, my football coach in the back. And I lean over into my wife's ear and I whisper, "I just told your dad we had sex. I had to." So she,
good
of course,
timing. Good
she
timing.
Of course could not react at all in that moment. She's just going, "What?" Because she's literally sitting between myself and her father.
I bet the shade of red her face turned though was pretty significant.
Did she know that because of the coitus you had to leave your house?
She didn't know any of this.
Oh, okay.
At this time, nothing, because in those days, before cell phones, long distance is extremely expensive. I think we maybe talked once. I sent her postcards.
You didn't buy a
calling
card?
Me postcards. I mean, it was that type of thing. We just didn't have time to talk. I mean, they're on these
10, 3, 2, 1, then the number.
She's in Greece. She's in Rome. They're all over the place for this trip. So no, I hadn't told her anything. She didn't know about I'd been kicked out. Nothing. So it's like, welcome back to the States, baby. And, here's what's going on. So
a question here.
Yeah.
Did your parents follow up with Dr. Leo to see?
They did. Yeah, they did. My parents.
So I just lied my ass
off.
No.
On that. My parents, they requested that Kate's parents go out to dinner with them. and they had a dinner.
Oh, that was classy.
They had a dinner. Classy move. They wanted to talk about. I think they wanted to apologize for this heathen son that they'd raised. And, like, we're sorry that he took advantage of your daughter.
Did they pay for dinner for everybody?
I don't know. I think
you didn't take advantage of her, did you?
Well, I assume she was okay with it.
It was consensual. It wasn't.
It takes two to tango.
And it's still consensual to this day. So, anyway, fast forward to the end. I'm 40.
It's a beautiful story.
I'm married to this woman. We have 3 children.
A lot of coitus.
Yeah, the parents are okay with me at this point.
You think?
I was a rebellious 17-year-old that knew it all. That's the moral of the story. But it was an interesting time. And those lessons, it's funny, the lessons you learn in life, right?
It all comes full circle, doesn't it, Mark?
There's a reason that I don't get nervous when I go into people's living rooms. You know, I've had the talk that nobody wanted to have, you know, and I survived it. So, yeah. So if people have never heard that story, there you go.
There it is.
There you go. And the other one was my father-in-law felt my balls to catch them up on
that's
that.
That's what I was saying. Like,
pass the physical.
Because of what he does.
He was a urologist, for the record. Yeah.
Was he concerned about?
No, it was a track exam. It was I was going out for track at Iowa State, and I needed a quick exam.
You know, we had that 4.140.
You have to have the physical. We're like a 4.4. But my wife says just go to the.
You seen the deals where the ESPN gal, Katie Nolan, is getting all the guys who claims they run these fast 40s?
Yeah.
And then they'll go out there and run like a 6.3 or.
That's really funny.
What would you run right now?
Right now?
Electronically timed.
Like literally today? What would I run right now?
Yeah, right now.
I would very likely pull something.
Everything?
To be honest. It would be 5-something. Yeah, for sure.
What do you think in a week? What could you do in a week to train and prepare?
I have no idea.
You think you'd be in the fours?
I think you'd be down in the 4 or 5s.
Yeah. I mean, if I had 3 months of, like, actually trying and training, I'd be in the 4s.
We should work on this.
I'd be in the 4s.
See,
I'm comfortable saying that, but how fast? And you know, hey, I am 40. There's no denying that.
So I'm 30, about to be 35.
Yeah.
Next month. And, like, my wife and I were having a conversation today where she was a little bit harsh with me, I thought. In fact, I didn't really appreciate it.
I mean, the reality is, as you say, she hates you.
She does hate me.
Okay.
So I have a very – you've seen it however many years we've been doing this. This time of year, I'm always, like, in workout mode.
Yeah.
Like, I work out, like, 4 months out of the year. But the thing is, those 4 months, I'm going at a 10 out of 10.
Yep.
Like, I'm straight, like, it's 6 days a week. It's everything. And I'll drop every year, this time of year, I'll drop 20 pounds just like that.
Mm-hmm. Just so you can drink it back on the rest of the year.
So then.
Body's a temple.
Then, oh, yeah. And like middle of September, like it's always RVTV. Once we get to RVTV, I'm done.
Yep.
And I won't hit the weights again until April.
Are you doing it so you look jacked on all those live remotes on the news?
No. I genuinely love to work out. I love lifting weights. It's fun for me. Just like, I enjoy it. It's stress relieving. Like, I'm not like a bodybuilder or anything, clearly. I enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
But I don't have the time, like, during the season to do it. Well, I was lying there stretching this morning because I did like a really, believe it or not, I did a leg day yesterday, which is.
Can't neglect the legs.
Brutal.
That's the base of the pyramid.
So, yeah. But do you know how like it feels when you lift with your legs and you haven't for a long time?
Yeah,
and
it hurts.
Your butt.
You're walking all bow-legged.
It hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm stretching this morning, and my wife looks at me, and she goes, well, you wouldn't feel like crap if you actually gave a crap about your body the other 8 months out of the year.
Oh. Ashley, I mean, shots fired.
Yeah, but she's not wrong, too, right?
Yeah, but, you know.
And at least you're doing something,
and she's
right?
carrying the fetus, so, like, it's like you can only say so much back when it comes to, like, physical stuff, right? I can't be like, well, look at you. You don't look like some spring chicken.
You'd be like, look at you. That baby makes your butt look big. Yeah, that would go over well on
but
the Williams
like,
household.
You know, like, here's the deal. Like, guys have feelings, too, you know?
Deep down, but yeah.
It's like, well, what do you want? Like, fine, I'll quit trying to provide for our family. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, do you want me to spend less time with our kid and more time in the gym scooping up creatine with those college kids? Like, what do you want from me?
Based on your conversations.
I sleep 5 hours a night.
She just wants the trophy husband.
What do you want from me?
I would vote you, based on your conversations and what you say in here, as the couple most likely to get divorced but never actually will. Like, I don't buy it all. Like, I get it. I think she probably actually does like you.
Mild toleration is the key to their marriage.
Man. So,
I'll ask, could you be married to me?
No way.
No. Why not?
Well, I'm not as attracted to you. First of all.
So, what if you were a female and you were attracted to me?
You're probably a little bit too neurotic for me. You're just... I mean, I have my moments.
He's heard it before.
I have my moments. I mean, I obviously have zero filter. I mean, that's my thing. But, you know, for the most part, what you see is what you get with me. But you're just all over. Like, you're a chameleon, dude. You never know which version you're going to get. That's what I think. I don't know, Nick. Could you be married to Chris?
I don't know. Yeah. I would say yeah.
Yeah, we'd go on great vacations.
Well, you guys would just watch
vacation like a mother.
We'd be down at Talladega.
Oh, man. Week-long trips down to the southeastern United States.
We'd just travel around in our van.
Making love in your RV.
Bushlight for days.
By the way, I want to know the answer on this.
I feel like I would be a good couple with Nick.
Did you see the Kevin Harvick paint scheme for the All-Star race?
No.
It's a millennial car because he did not win in Miami last year. So the Busch Light came out and said, we'll let millennials kind of design the car. It's got like Busch AF on the hood.
Nice.
It says skirt, skirt, whatever that means, on the back bumper.
I thought it was skeet, skeet.
There's a trophy on there that says, congratulations, you tried.
That's phenomenal.
And it's like pink. Yes, I want to get the diecast.
I kind of like that.
It's amazing. Nice. Check it out.
But so I got to ask because you're talking about working out, and I want to know because I want to ask you about your rival. Who could bench more, you or Sipker?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Scott probably could.
Really? You're willing to admit that? Probably?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not a liar.
Yeah.
He probably could right now. But give me – in 2 months, it would be me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll legit, like – by the time, like, August rolls around, I'll be lifting a lot.
Do you care?
But then it'll all completely go away.
Do you care to throw down a public challenge at this point? I mean, it sounds like that's
like, are you talking like a one rep max? Are we talking like five sets of five? What are we talking?
All right. How about this?
He's a pretty big guy. Like, all right, Scott's pretty well built.
Let's make it interesting here, okay? Because I assume you guys have different interests in your life. So we're going to do this. Nick, help me come up with an actual fair weightlifting. Is it just a max or no, let's just do most. Give me a weight you're comfortable with, Williams. A bench press weight that you're comfortable with doing multiple times, whatever that happens to be.
Well, let me pull up my app.
I mean, we could obviously do plates, but that's fine.
I'm working on plates. A current program that the current strength coach for the Iowa State basketball team.
What if we did this? Bench press 135. Okay, so you got your plates. And the contest is you versus Sipker, who can do more reps, official reps. None of this alligator arm crap.
Yeah, no, I don't.
The winner gets $500 to the charity of their choice, other than one I'm personally offended by.
Bench.
I always got to throw that in there. I don't want to donate to certain
things. Let me see where I was
here.
I want to see what I was benching in like September.
He is actually checking his phone right now.
Yeah, no, I have it all. I don't do a single rep without recording it. This is the neurotic.
It didn't happen, by the way, if it's not recorded.
Did you guys see what I had for dinner last night?
No.
Posted pictures all over social media about it.
It makes it taste better, right?
If not, I didn't actually eat it.
Okay, in August of last year, I was doing 155 five times.
Okay.
I was pumping some iron back then.
Wait, no, that's not right. 155 five times?
Huh? But I was doing five sets of so I would do like 135 10 times. I'm not doing like one rep maxes.
Right.
Because I'm not like.
But even 155 at five times is not like you could do.
No, I could do more than that.
Right.
But that's
okay.
In the middle of like a set.
Okay.
That's like a.
I gotcha.
That's like the. But I don't like. You got to realize like I'm not trying to like max out.
No. You want to tone up.
Yeah, I'm not.
Or tone down.
So
right?
Do you want to do this challenge?
I don't know. I mean,
you know what?
Like,
you can't compare yourself to anybody else. You just got to compete against your former self.
I'd rather
every
just
day.
Talk it around Sipker in circles, like I normally do.
All right, so give me something you want to challenge him in. What can you beat him in?
We always want to do a 3-point competition. I would destroy him in that.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
What's fair there? Like the NBA style? Like five racks around, five balls around?
It doesn't matter. I beat him.
Wasn't he the star of Carroll High School?
It doesn't matter. I don't care. It
doesn't matter if he played pro ball.
That sounds I think it's more of a fun challenge, too.
We could do
that. Let's figure that one out.
I do think that we should do a deal for next year with the Combine, and I know Iowa State, Campbell would cooperate with us here.
Yeah.
Where we do, like, we've wanted to do this forever, and we never have, where we do, like, the actual Combine stuff.
Yeah. Cone drills.
Like Rich Eisen.
We're,
there
like,
the 40.
At the bench, and, like, Nick's just, like, cussing at me and just screaming at my face.
Yeah.
Come on, you loser!
When
I'm going to stick my nuts in your face if you don't put this up. Yeah, nuts in your face. Scrotox.
Speaking of Campbell, have you prepped him for an
testicles.
Epic an epic summer forecast?
No, we haven't. We're actually we've got a big podcast with Campbell coming up. I can't give details on it yet, though.
Well, can we just assume it's you two talking?
It's not us two talking. I'm moderating the talk between him and another big name, but I don't have it. It's not official yet.
It's
just like Cyclone Palooza.
It's Kirk Ferentz, isn't it?
No.
Okay. I took a guess.
We actually have a big announcement. I believe it's going to break today about the future of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
Oh, that's interesting that Nick and I don't know about this, considering
it doesn't have anything
part of the Cyclone to Fanatic. A podcast.
It doesn't. It has nothing to do with you. We're adding a show.
Oh, okay. Is it the Matt Campbell Show?
No.
Okay. By the way, I feel quite a bit of pressure to one up the Campbell interview from last summer.
What do you mean one up it?
It's got to be better.
How do you make it better?
I don't know yet.
He'll come on with us whenever. He don't care.
That was very well received last year. People had fun. Got to have some more fun.
You could have a podcast of you and Matt Campbell.
Why don't we
next
get you
and John?
Why don't
and
we
people
get,
are going to tune into that?
Why don't we get you and Prom together, and you can tell him how you think he's a terrible coach?
I just don't think people ask me quite frequently, when is Prom going to be on? And I'll be honest, like you said, you're an honest person, so am I. I just don't think Prom would be that fun. That's my hot take. I just don't.
I don't think he'd fit very well with
Matt
this podcast.
Campbell did a great job. You know, he was willing to go along with what we were doing. I just don't see Prom doing it. I could be dead wrong about
that.
A lot of people tell me I'm wrong about Pollard. That Pollard would be fun.
Pollard would be awesome.
I don't see it. And Pollard, maybe it's because I hate the man because he blocked me on Twitter. I mean, I don't know.
Pollard's great.
You know, if Pollard would unblock us, maybe we can bridge this thing to friendship.
You're in no position to be throwing out ultimatums here.
Pollard's great because he doesn't care. Like, that's what I love about him. Like, if he thinks that you're a punk, like, he'll just tell you.
I have no idea if this is true, but I heard Pollard has to unblock us. Apparently, there's some new law about public figures can't block people anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
which is stupid, though, because it's his personal feed. Like, he should be able to block whoever he wants.
Yeah, I think it would have to be like
at Jay Pollard, not
yeah,
at
not
IA
not at
IA
State,
State
AD.
AD.
Yeah,
essentially.
So just change his name basically. Yeah.
Or lowercase L A.
Then he
State.
Should just do that. Like I think that the Jamie Pollard blocking thing is hilarious because like not every like a guy like you that one was probably a little extreme, but there are a lot of idiots out there who are just jerks on Twitter. So like block them. I don't. If it's your personal deal. Like, why add the negativity? That's how I look at it.
If Pollard wants to come on and have some fun, he can certainly do it. I don't think it's probably high on his docket to make a podcast.
He's not a busy guy, though.
But we could, I don't know.
Pollard would come on.
I just want people to have fun on here. Like, if you're not willing to, like, play a little Shag, Marry, Kill, I mean, what are you doing here?
Why are you even alive?
Right? Basically, that's what the listeners demand. They want to know. Maybe we can do it with... Campbell next time. We'll just do it with cartoon characters. Can't be real people. By the way, did you hear, speaking of Matt Campbell, favorite guest ever, let's butter him up, Bleacher Report came out, top 25 coaches. He was number 9, right?
Yeah, number 9.
Our Hawkeye friends on our Vegas text group loved that. They were all about it.
And it was definitely an official poll, too.
Like, and then later in the day, I saw, or maybe it was the next day, CBS Sports did one as well. They had him at 19. The most important part, though, is he was ahead of Ferentz on both lists. Where would you rank him, Williams? And here's the thing. People say, like, well,
what you have done or, like,
no,
what?
No. Top here, coaches. Here's the deal. Here's how I look at it. Because people say, what is that, bowl wins and recruiting? No. Best coach. You could have a coach that loses a lot of games and still say that's one of the best coaches.
Well, so, like, Mike, again, I just want to know a little more on the criteria. Like, is it, like, right now if you were starting a program?
Right now.
Because, like, Bill Snyder is one of the great coaches of all time, but I wouldn't want him right now.
Well, he's retired, right?
Correct. Well, okay. Let's say it was a year. You know what I mean. So, like, I think that the caveat's important.
So, best coaches, meaning just whatever
a, I don't know
whatever
if Matt's
a coach is
top 10,
to
but
you.
I think that he's really highly thought of, and I don't know. I would have to see the list.
Do you put him ahead of Ferentz?
Do you put him ahead of Leach?
If I were starting the program right now, I would rather have Campbell than Ferentz.
Would you rather have Leach or Campbell? Oh, look at that pause. Wow. Man.
Would you rather have Cammy or Dirks?
I would probably say Campbell just because, again, age.
Yeah.
And, like, I just think that his better days are ahead of him. But, I mean, how do you say no to Leach, though? Like, his track record, he wins everywhere.
Yeah.
And he wins in art. Let me ask you this. Am I starting a program in Ames, Iowa?
Sure. Yes.
I'd probably take Leach.
Yeah.
Because he's wanted all these obscure places before, and he consistently does it, where I feel like Campbell, like, I mean, he's had some really good years.
Is he just
calling Pullman, Washington, obscure?
Is it also because he endlessly entertains you and you love it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that
if he did all he does, like, on Twitter and all those press conferences and he lost games, it would be annoying, right?
But I think Campbell's, like, great, no doubt. But, like, Leach has a track record of doing this for two decades. Like, yeah. Matt's got 3 years. Like, so, I mean, I think that if you're being realistic,
yeah,
I'd probably take Leach because I also think Leach's system doesn't really dedicate. He doesn't have to have a ton of talent. Like, it's more of the system.
Yeah.
Let me just go on record as saying,
but I think it's always really cool.
I would side with friend of the program, Matt Campbell. 100% every day.
I'm all in on Matt Campbell. I love Matt Campbell. I'm going to love him even more. I made a fairly large wager with a friend the other day. This is straight up.
Yeah, that's right.
This is straight up. This is the year I need Matt Campbell to figure out how to beat Iowa. Let's just put it that way. All right? I'm rooting for him, and I think this is the year for sure he's going to get that done.
I think they'll be favored in that game.
So, Coach Campbell, help me out. Help me out, man.
Don't worry. He's heard.
Yeah, I'm sure he's
– he knows. Isn't it interesting, though, like the other – think of, like, previous Iowa State coaches. Generally had really good success against Iowa for the most part.
Yeah. McCartney had, five in a row?
Yeah, but then they couldn't do anything in the Big 12, and this one's kind of the opposite.
It's a trade-off.
Well, I do think this is the year that he gets it done. Nick, what do you have? You had something you wanted to talk about.
Well, a couple things. We're going to talk a little hockey. We're going to talk a little fun hockey. So, Charter, I'll have you post this picture. Did anybody see the show behind the Dallas Stars bench?
You going to send that
games
to
ago?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, the lady?
Yes, the lady.
I'll put this out now.
And then the following night... I believe in St. Louis. There was a nice dude dressed up with a blonde wig, top.
I got nothing. Send that to me. Text it.
Man. All right.
Good, clean, fun.
So that's good. We got some Game 7 action the past couple of nights. That's good.
I went to the Iowa Wild game last night.
Heck of a game, huh?
It was fun. I left after the second period, but it was really fun.
I thought you said you were a fan, man.
I am. I wanted to go home so I could read my daughter a good night story, Nick. Are you criticizing that?
Man. Well,
I'll allow it.
You are dad of the year.
Yeah, I can do everything. I can work and be dad.
Do you do an actual story every night? A book? Like a story every night?
Oh, yeah. We do three every night.
Like three long books?
Yeah, the other
you
night.
You are dad.
We had green eggs and ham. We had last night we did a Bernstein Bear.
Yeah. I grew up on those.
Those are long.
Yeah, I grew up on those.
And then we did some stupid one about dentistry.
Yeah, I saw your photo.
It's the worst children's book I've ever read in my life. It's like, David needs a filling. David gets gel rubbed on his gum to numb it.
Go with everybody.
And
poops.
It's like no kid is interested in that. Like, I understand what you're
really
trying to
get some people down the dental hygienist path.
So dumb.
Nick, I need a topic for this picture you just sent me. What am I saying about this, by the way?
You can say whatever you want, man. I'll let you run with
that. I'm going to say.
Because we need to talk about how we still need more people to post their hockey GIFs, whatever you want to call it, to our Twitter here. We're going to do a little contest, a little chicken coop on the line.
All right, so I'm saying
don't forget to send us those.
Nick Meyer Realtor requested this be posted. Listen to the FAW today to find out why.
There you go.
FAW today to find out why.
Apparently the lady there, the nice young lady, is Sexy Nat G on the gram. Is that what we're calling it? Is it the gram or IG? Is it Insta?
Only people like Jared call it that.
KK,
dude.
What are we calling it this week?
What?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Oh, apparently we're back to Instagram.
Do you call it the gram?
Retro is back in now.
I just call it Instagram. But
I want to see some more good hockey gifts here, just to kind of keep things going. Support the Iowa Wild.
Is that what this is about?
The Calder Cup.
Are we supporting the Wild?
Might as well.
Because all I see is a bunch of hockey stuff on our feed.
Well, let's see the Iowa Wild play hockey charter.
What?
Iowa Wild, they play hockey.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that's why we're going with hockey related stuff here.
I'm aware of that.
And we're giving away a gift card. And then I want to talk about one other thing, and this is more of a serious topic, so let me know when I get your guys' undivided attention.
You got my attention.
You don't have mine because I'm trying to post this stupid picture. I mean, don't get me wrong. The picture's great.
Yeah.
Picture's great. But
what do you need to talk about, Nick?
I don't know if you guys saw, but there's been some more controversy now with our beloved Chicago Cubs.
Oh, yeah.
The whole Addison Russell deal, which I get the issues with that. But now we got a fan behind Doug Glanville.
Have you seen the photo, Williams?
No.
Have you seen – you know the circle game? Williams, do you know what this is? Right, okay, so you do because you're not looking at my leg right now that has the upside-down okay.
I don't play that game.
Right, but you know that it's a game.
Yeah,
so a guy's holding it.
It's a stupid game.
But apparently this is where I might be ignorant.
It's a dumb game. People need to quit playing it.
Apparently, we all need to quit playing it.
I'm on the record,
because now
by
it's
the
a
way,
racial.
As have never even heard of this game.
It's a stupid game.
Like, he's telling me about this. He's telling me about this the other day, and I'm like, this must have come after I was done with school.
It's where you do the little circle with your thumb.
It's the AOK symbol, but upside down, right?
And then the guy has to, like, punch you if you look at it.
And if you look at it, then you punch your friend. That's essentially what this game is.
You know what? Like, the cavemen didn't even do this game. It's so stupid.
Lamar Billboards did it. So this guy's doing it behind Doug Glanville.
Doug Glanville's a reporter covering the game.
But apparently this symbol has now become a white supremacist hand gesture, which I was unaware of.
So, yeah.
I think most people, I guess, were unaware of.
I didn't know that.
People are saying that people like us have been hiding under rocks if we don't know that that's a white supremacist hand signal.
No, I didn't know that.
So apparently white supremacists do use the symbol. But what came first? White supremacists using it or this game that you're talking about? So anyway, there's an article, because I looked this up after we talked about it, and it's like the Cubs are considering banning this fan for life.
They did. They banned his ass.
I'm like,
wow.
What? Like, isn't he just playing the game?
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is too much, but couldn't you just talk to a few people who know the guy and they could tell you if he's a racist or not?
Right.
Before you just ban him from Wrigley Field?
But then where does it stop, right? Okay, so let's say that it's a white supremacist thing. That does nothing. That should not be anywhere in public, right? It shouldn't be anywhere. But how many football players do we see doing random hand gestures that most of us have no idea what they mean, if they mean anything at all either, right? Like, obviously, the whole feed me thing, you see that stuff, but you still see other just like, you know, how many guys walk around doing like the West Coast thing with their fingers, you know?
I was never able to do that very well. I can't get my fingers to cooperate to do the West Coast.
Mine just naturally go like that. But like,
Williams
so
looks like a West Coast guy.
Right. And
I
so those
he,
are kind
I bet
of,
he could throw that
those
up.
Those are associated
air.
With gang symbols. So
West
isn't that
of
also kind of a not good thing to be having out in the public at sporting events?
All right.
It's just kind of a weird deal.
Your photo's been tweeted. I remember recently, I don't know, speaking of the symbol you're talking about, which I think is like, again, the AOK, but pointed down. The AOK, where it's not pointed down, not more than a month ago, I saw people talking about how that sign's being flashed in the NBA. And it's just, it's a three. That's all it is.
Naz used to do that.
Three-pointer.
What was it?
It's like, do we have to be offended by everything?
Was it Bohannon that got a bunch of heat for it last year?
I don't know. It's a three-pointer.
Naz did that. Donovan Jackson did the same thing.
Because I think Bohannon did it, and then he also tapped his arm like he wanted to inject it into his veins.
To realize
that might be taking it a step far.
I mean, I had like three or four friends in Clarinda where we had like our own like little handshake that we did for fun.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a gang. you know, we were just.
Do you remember it to this day?
Yeah, I absolutely do. If I saw those guys, I haven't seen those guys in years, but
you
if
would
I did,
do it?
Absolutely. You know, and I mean, yeah, so I think like the perception could always, anybody could really turn anything into anything.
It always pissed me off. My wife would never tell me. She belonged to Alpha Phi at UNI sorority, and they had some secret handshake, and she never showed it to me. Like, she's like,
and she still won't? To this day?
Well, I haven't asked in like 20 years, but it's
did
like,
you
no,
make
that's,
love
that's our thing.
To your wife in the Alpha Phi house?
That is a negative. No. Definitely not.
Did you have sex with your wife at the house of?
See, Nick knows how to make the distinction here. No, it's still a no. It's still a no. So, no is the answer. It's funny though. You don't have to disclose this information, but sometimes like the questions I want to ask Matt Campbell, but never would because I'm a nice guy.
Schmamble.
It's you know, it's like you know, the most interesting place you've ever made love. I mean, those are good podcast questions. And some people are like, in a bed, lying down, like regular people. That's some people's answer. I don't know if it's Chris Williams' answer or not. But
I'm not getting into
I hope
that.
Most people's answers is I don't make love.
Williams, I draw a line
Williams,
somewhere.
The guy with no lines, has just drawn one.
I draw a line somewhere.
Wow.
That's the place that he'll draw it. It's fine. You know,
I've got to get to the Iowa Clinic.
To each their own.
I've got to go get Pelave performed to my skin.
Can't wait to see what it does to your collagen, man.
Are you going
to
post?
We'll do a before and after. And we'll do my girl, Melissa, there from the Iowa Clinic.
It's not supposed to be immediate, though, is it? The results?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay. How long does it take?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Are you going to fill us in with all these details? And not just us two, but either podcasters or...
Yeah, we'll bring it back next week. I promise.
We got to pitch our boy before we get out of here, by the way.
When is Ryan Grove going to come on the podcast?
He's scared.
This is
Why?
The conversation we have every week. He's scared, really?
No, he's not scared. He's just busy selling houses.
There's no room for fear in the real estate.
He's just kicking ass and taking names.
He's just busy selling houses.
How's the Ames market, anyways?
You got to ask Ryan Grove.
Because it seems like that it grows.
Ames is usually hot just because it always, a lot of university turnover, and there's not nearly as much new construction.
Seems like
Ames.
A good place to be a realtor.
It's a fishbowl.
Yeah.
It's a fishbowl. Yeah. It's amazing how many – I don't know. What does Ames have for agents? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. A
couple hundred maybe?
Something like that? Probably. That sounds about right.
We've got 2,500 down here in the Des Moines area. So.
And probably quite a few that are in both
It's really common to do a deal down here with an agent you've never heard of. That's uncommon up in Ames. So Ames has always got the same few people that sell the most every single year. But
Ryan Grove being one of them?
Ryan Grove is he's the man. He's the man. He is excited about Vegas, by the way. It's a shame you're not going, Williams.
I'm
going
to be in Vegas in a week from or a month.
I know,
today.
With your shirt off, riding Jeeps. I'm excited.
I am excited about that trip.
For a month
I'm actually going to go a day earlier now, and I'm going to hang with Otzelberger and check out like all the UNLV stuff.
Fun.
That'll be fun.
That's awesome.
And then I'm really good friends with his wife, so I think while he's working, her and I'll do a night out on the town. And
just tell Otzelberger to.
It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to.
Tell Otzelberger to just rent.
Did you see that?
He might not be there.
Kicked his ass on the recruiting, on the Caleb Grill thing.
Yeah,
that was good.
Oh, they're going after the same guy. I didn't know they were going after the same guy.
Yeah, them and Kansas State and Creighton and Iowa State.
Did you see someone compared that player to Dante DiVincenzo?
Yeah, I retweeted that guy.
Is that? A legit comparison?
I don't know. I'm not.
No clue.
I'm out of the punditry recruiting thing. I've missed on so many over the years. I hope that they turn out. I do like that kid though, because I think that he'll be a 4-year guy who could be really good for Iowa State. Yeah. Like I doubt he'll do a lot next year, but I think like sophomore, junior, senior season, he'll be really good. I think he'll be like George Condit, where you see glimpses of how he could be good his freshman year, and then I think he'll have a breakout sophomore season. Condit's going to be a monster next year.
Another guy that's a lot like Dante DiVincenzo is Ryan Grove. I got to finish up with that. Smooth shooter. By the way, that's true. Ryan Grove won that bank shot thing at Hilton Coliseum. He got called out there and drained it. But if you need to buy or sell a house, call Ryan Grove.
Ryan Grove.
Up at Hunziker. Afraid to be on the podcast, but not afraid to help buy and sell.
Boom.